Good morning and welcome to day 40 of the Serving Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you on this Holy Saturday morning. We've gathered for our Monday Thursday service on Thursday where I wash the feet of young members of our church. We sat together or came together around the table for Holy Communion. We read about Jesus' betrayal and his arrest. The altar was stripped. We prepared for the reality of the trial of Jesus and the placing of him upon the cross. We were asked, were you there? As we left worship on that night, last night. Aware that Jesus was placed in the cross, having died upon the cross for you and for me. And on this 40th day of the Serving Challenge, the question becomes about whether we will leave a legacy, a great legacy. Jesus left a legacy of service, and through that legacy has changed the world. He gave his life, literally given the greatest gift that can be given to another, demonstrated his love for his neighbor, his love for you and for me. And the question on this Holy Saturday is, as we remember that Jesus spent the entirety of this day in the grave and his disciples were bereft, they didn't know the good news of the resurrection that we wake to tomorrow. They only knew that their friend, their teacher, had been crucified at the hands of the authorities. They only know that how they reacted to the reality that he had been led away, to the reality that he had been betrayed by Judas, and maybe even the reality that for Peter that he had denied him three times. As we reflect on this Holy Saturday and wonder, how do we respond not only to the crucifixion of Jesus, but to the resurrection? How do we respond, and how does our response make a difference? Does it? What kind of legacy have we left, or are we leaving? Does our life of faith, has it established? I sit in the sanctuary, which is a legacy left by members of this congregation, some still living and some who have passed, that allows us to worship in this sacred, beautiful space, allows us to gather for powerful worship, for reminders of God's love for us, allows us to grow in our love of God and our love of one another. And so we're grateful for those legacies. This Good Friday and Easter, I'm reminded of the legacy my father left. As on last Holy Saturday, he passed away. What kind of legacy are you establishing with your life? How will you be remembered? Will it be for God's glory or for your own? For the challenge for those of us who follow the one who gave his life for us is to give our life for others as well, to love as we have been loved. For there is no greater gift than that. My friends, this is the last of these videos, but I hope that tomorrow we might see each other face to face and be able to rejoice in the good news that he has risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.